الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا، وبالوالدين إحسانا، وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم، إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه وينسأ له في أثره فليصل رحمه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الرحم معلقة بالعرش، تقول: من وصلني وصله الله، ومن قطعني قطعه الله. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, friends, brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises are due to Allah alone, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of iman. Allah has made us believers in Him, believers in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We praise and we thank Allah that Allah has blessed us with the complete deen, the perfect deen, the final deen, the key to eternal bliss and success in the world as well as in the afterlife. My respected elders and friends, the ulama have written that the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vary. It can be likened to a puzzle. You have a 100-piece puzzle which depicts a complete picture. Each thing, each piece holds its own independent place, and in deen, it will hold in its own independent virtue as well as reward. So as a Muslim, mashallah, there's a place for Jumu'ah, there's a place for Salah, there's a place for the masjid, there's a place for interaction with the wife, respect towards parents, rights of the children, rights of the parents upon the children, trading as a Muslim trader, and the list goes on. Now brothers, the ulama mention, actually there's a kitab, it's written by a Syrian scholar, mashallah, in Arabic, that I read. And you know, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, Allah has legislated His command in such a way that Allah ta'ala has not placed upon us one injunction so that man tires through carrying out a single command. But the concept of the worship of Allah is something which is very broad and expansive. Thus, my brothers, mashallah, a person came to fulfill the injunction of Jumu'ah, mashallah. After this, my brothers, a person will leave from here. He will go to his office, he will go to his business, trade, and so on and so on. And trade as a Muslim, if the intention is correct, and a person is doing it within the boundaries of moderation, then yes, a person will be rewarded definitely. Every moment that a person stands in his business, in his office, and so on, a person is yielding reward, mashallah. In addition to this, my brothers, our existence in this world is such that no person can lead a totally independent life, aloof from everyone. Thus, my brothers, we are here in the masjid. So sometimes, you know, people have challenges.
with the parking, with the person next to him. Somebody may have reprimanded your son. Take it outside, husband-wife relationship, employer-employee. But there's no total aloofness that a person is living in his own world. In fact, sometimes, you know, when we want to condemn someone, then people say, hey, that guy thinks he's living in his own world. Now it brings this, my brothers, to today's discussion, that one of the important commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is the command of family ties. The command of maintaining family relations. Here also, mashallah, I read an entire thesis in Arabic with so much of detail from the Quran, from the Sunnah, dozens of ahadith under this discussion. So no person can claim that, you know what, that he wishes to live a life of total aloofness. In fact, if we have to look at this linguistically, it originates from this word, rahim, silatul rahim. This is the Arabic term, silatul rahim. Rahim literally means the womb. It means the womb. So you, your siblings, brothers, sisters, emanated from one womb. Then you have parents. And then you will have now your nephews and nieces. Something like a pyramid. Then a person will marry. Now comes the rights of the in-laws. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, my brothers, is not just how we understand it to be certain rituals that a person is worshipping Allah through salah and the recitation of Quran and so on. So this is, my brothers, a very, very emphasized command in our religion. And my brothers, this is something which is mandatory, it's compulsory. Great ulama like Allama Qurtubi, Qadi Iyad rahimahullah, they've mentioned that this is something which is wajib. And my brothers, for a person to sever relations, this is a very, very grave and very, very great sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. So the ayat of the Quran which I recited, Allah Ta'ala speaks about His pure worship, and then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the relatives and so on. But time is going, so I want to just go into the narrations, the riwayat. So we have narrations, a tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there are some narrations which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrates the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is known as hadith qudsi. So this one narration over here is known to be a hadith qudsi, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that anallah, I am Allah, wa ana ar-Rahman, I am ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many, many attributes. But here Allah ta'ala uses this one specific attribute of Allah being the most compassionate and most merciful. And then he says, Khalaqtur Rahim, I created the tie of kinship. And washaqaqtu laha min ismi, I have extracted this concept of maintaining family ties out of this attribute of me being the most compassionate. Thus, a person when he joins and he connects with this attribute, a person is in effect connecting with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when we sever and we cut off with that, we are effectively cutting off from Allah. Not just Allah, Allah's special attribute of mercy and compassion. Allahu Akbar. What a powerful narration. So imagine, brothers, that visit to your uncle, your aunt, your granny, her sister, your nephew, niece, is actually in effect a great act of worship and a direct connection to the ultimate mercy of Allah. Listen to this, another narration in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that ar-rahim mu'allaqatun bil arsh, This injunction of what? Of maintaining family relations, it is something which is attached to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The arsh of Allah to show extreme closeness to Allah. And then Rasulullah SAW said, "Man wasalani," that when you join with this, then you are effectively joining with Allah. Same like the hadith Qudsi. And when a person severs and a person cuts off, then a person is cutting off from Allah. In another narration, my brothers, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned that ta'allamu min ansabikum, learn regarding your nasab, your family lineage. You know, back in the days, father will say that, okay, Sunday we're going here, we're going to Durban, we're going there, we're going to visit this person, that person. So at that time, my brothers will say, hey, where are we going now? We're going Kala Kala. But what was it, my brothers? It was upholding this great injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something which is absolutely meritorious and virtuous in our deen. So the Prophet said, learn, find out who is your grandfather's brother, who are his children, go and visit them, and so on and so on. So he said, ta'allamu min ansabikum ma tasiluna bihi arhamakum, whereby you will be able to maintain and upkeep family relations. And then he said, فَإِنَّ شِلَةَ الرَّحِيمِ, when you will do this, then mahabbatun fil ahli, this will engender muhabba and love in families. Today, my brothers, people are speaking about the unity of the entire ummah. The entire ummah, mashallah. But do I have unity with my own brother, my own sister, sometimes my own father? Years on end, brothers, there's a barrier. There's no communication. Something small, something insignificant, something trivial. Then he said, "Mathratun fil mal." This is a means of increase in your wealth. MashaAllah, you know we love this. Like one person said, the imam is making dua, he said, "Ya Allah, forgive us." Quiet. "Ya Allah, have mercy on us." Everything is quiet. "Ya Allah, grant us Jannah." Everything is quiet. "Ya Allah, grant us barakat in our rizq." The whole congregation, "Ameen." Everybody comes back to life. So here he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mahabbatun fil ahl, mathratun fil mal, mansa'atun fil athar. Allah will grant you barakat and blessings in your lifespan. In fact, the muhaddithin mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa is telling us that you will have a blessed life, a lengthy one, and by virtue of this, you will be able to carry out many other good deeds as well. Why? Because you gave importance to this. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability. You know, one day I went to visit someone. It's funny, but you know, we can take lesson from everything. So on the porch there, you know, people have this three-tier flower pots. So in there he had a plaque. So it said their friends welcome. Relatives by appointment only. So obviously it's meant to be something in jest. But hopefully, you know, that's not our interaction with our relations. Now my brothers, the ulama have mentioned that there's certain things, my brothers, that we have to do. See, relationships will be of three kinds. Number one, mashallah, is a healthy relationship. My relatives, you know, close and distant, mashallah, the relationship is good. The hearts are clean. The communication is good. If something happens, I absorb it. I overlook it. Sometimes, brothers, small things, we carry that insight. Sometimes, my brothers, Allah forgive us, we even carry grudges from generations before us. So as a senior now, I told my son, you see those people over there, yeah, they robbed us of inheritance in 1980. Allahu Akbar. We're living in 2025, brothers. So now what we teaching our children? Carry that with us. Sometimes I say, my brothers, it's gone so long, decades old. It comes down to the weakness of our faith in Allah upon the fact that Allah is the provider. You've already made so much of your own money. And now you're still talking about something which happened 45 years ago. So that's why there's a prophetic tradition where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that. A Sahabi came and he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have relatives, I am good to them, but they are bad to me. I do kind gestures towards them. They don't reciprocate that with me. I overlook from them. But the response from that side is not the same. What did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? That if it is as you say, it is as though you are throwing ash to their face. Not that you doing it. It is them, via their own action, they are bringing disgrace to themselves. And then Rasulullah SAW said that you will receive a special help from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as you are maintaining. My brothers, Surah An-Nur is in the 18th juz of the Quran. We've all, at some point, we must have heard this. If we haven't heard it, inshallah, let's learn and read up about it. Speak to some alim, inshallah, he'll enlighten us on this. There's an entire ruku of the Quran with regards to a scandal, the libel, where our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was accused of the unthinkable. Now, there were certain of the Muslimin who got caught up in this. So there was a person by the name of Misbah bin Uthatha, and he was the first cousin of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Now Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar. The accolades that can be mentioned regarding him, my brothers, will take us hours on end. There are so many, there's thousands of narrations with regards to the greatness of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So naturally, my brothers, your own daughter is being accused. So it hurt him. MashaAllah, he was financially well off, Abu Bakr Siddiq. And his cousin Mistah wasn't so well off. He was living a life under constrained circumstances. So when this happened now, he told himself that, you know what? What a thing. I'm giving the man financial aid, giving him a stipend every month. And then on top of that, he does this to me. So he says, you know what? From now on, I'm not going to do it anymore. He told himself. Allah sends down Quran. Allah says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ. Let not the people of wealth and affluence from amongst you, let them not take an oath that they will stop supporting their relatives. And then Allah says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Forgive and overlook. Forgive and overlook. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ. Don't you love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you? Allahu Akbar. Wallahu Ghafurur Rahim. Allah is the most merciful. So, my brothers, we said that relationships is of three types. One is, mashallah, it's a healthy relationship. And then we have that relationship which is static. I know it's not strained in any way, but I don't really give importance to going and visiting. Now this area, my brothers, is something that we have to work on. That's not sufficient enough. That's not maintaining family ties. And we won't get the virtue by just maintaining a static relationship. You have to make it a point. We have to make that sacrifice. We all got the same excuse. The fast pace of life, the rat race. So much so, wallahi, my brothers, even people who are retired and people who are doing nothing also, they say they got no time. So you have to make it a point to phone one's uncle or aunt and ask, how are they doing? Is he still in hospital? Which hospital? When was she discharged? And so on and so on. And one, my brothers, the third level, where a person, He doesn't maintain a healthy relationship. Always bickering. We always have bad things to say. With other relatives, my brothers, you know, we start now, we become malicious. We start saying bad things. This is now, my brothers, actively taking a part in breaking family relations, which is a very, very great sin, my brothers. Anyway, my brothers, the ulama, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi and others, they have mentioned, what does it come down to? It comes down to the plain visit. The uncle who lives up the road or down the road and so on. There's one other thing, my brothers, which is very, very worthy of mention. Sometimes, my brothers, when a person is growing up, financially he's not so well off. Now when a person, my brothers, he is moving in a different bracket, stride changes, his friends change, and then now those connections of ours, now we don't want to associate so much with them. That's why, my brothers, the verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about pride in the end. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. So that is now, my brothers, the acid test of my character. That am I going to exclude those people just because of this, that? Because now I'm moving in a different class in life. So the visit. And then, my brothers, invite people. Invite people to our functions. Invite them home. Please come. We're waiting for you. You must come. We haven't met for so long. Query regarding the welfare of people. And my brothers, in the time that we are living nowadays, mashallah, telephonically, even through messages and so on, there's no excuse. And another thing, my brothers, is through gifting, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that exchange gifts, for verily this will engender love. And then I'm just going to list it because time is up. Those things, my brothers, which actually now breaks off relationship. So, number one, my brothers, at the top of the list which was mentioned is pride. Allah Ta'ala, save us. Don't be too proud, my brothers. We're still young. Your uncle is your uncle. Like how your father is your father. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in one narration, he said, Al-khala bimanzilatil um. Your mother's sister holds the position of your mother. And he said regarding Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person's uncle, paternal uncle, is equal to a person's father. Then, my brothers, business and monetary matters not being clear. Let us keep everything clear, recorded, so that, my brothers, you know, this avoids problems going forward in a person's life. Inheritance matters. Sometimes this also, my brothers, creates lots of issues in families. And the last, my brothers, the fourth thing is abuse of a person's tongue. So inshallah, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to maintain family relations, to be good to our relatives, to take that extra step, inshallah, to fulfill this great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.